Religion and sin have often been bedfellows in literature. There's a new mystery novel that hooks on the tension between the two by D. Keith Mano called Topless. John Leonard has a review.
Topless is a nifty little thriller, full of mayhem, wisecracks, inside info, and a surprising amount of God. Someone is killing the bare-breasted dancers in a topless bar in Queens, New York, called the Smoking Car. We get to know these dancers before their bodies are discovered, stabbed, shot, or decapitated, hanging from a trapeze or stuffed in the trunk of an abandoned car. We also get to know their creepy clientele, and the bouncers, and the drug dealers, and the mafiosi who haunt their nights like moons and strobes. The gimmick here is that our detective is a young Episcopal priest, Father Mike Wilson, who is summoned back from his parish in Nebraska to take over the topless bar when its owner, Mike's older brother Tony, disappears. Mike has his problems with sex, and his problems with the Episcopal Church, and can't seem to finish the Thomas Merton novel he's reading, and doesn't know what to do with the cocaine he's always finding in his pockets. But the cops suspect him of the murders, and the tabloid newspapers have a field day. And even though some members of his own church think his walk on the wild side is a sort of liberation theology, he knows he isn't getting any closer to his God. He continues to pray, he tells us, almost out of spite. Meanwhile, he's also detecting, like the Hound of Heaven. With the help of a beer-drinking cat, he'll catch the killer before the killer catches him. It's as if Graham Greene, on a feckless day, had decided to take a stroll through Tom Wolfe's vanities and met an American psycho, except the women are much more likable. But Topless is another story, too, a cautionary tale about the culture. It's been 10 years between novels for D. Keith Mano. He used to turn them out faster than anybody could read them, 8 of them in a little more than a decade. Quirky and ambitious books like Bishop's Progress, Horn, and The Proselytizer, about religion and science and war and race relations. Mano is a serious Christian and a political right-winger, and these novels troubled his secular humanist reviewers. But the reviews were at least respectful until Take Five in 1981. Take Five was about a pornographic movie maker who lost each of his senses, one by one, on his way either to a state of grace or the extinguishing void. In almost 600 pages, numbered backwards from 581 to zero, it spoke in many tongues, and all of them were offensive to every imaginable color and creed and ethnic persuasion, as if the novel were a garbage disposal into which the novelist fed every piety of the liberal culture, the psychobabble of the bleeding hearts. I'm a bleeding heart secular humanist myself, but I've been dazzled by right-wing writers from Joseph de Maistre to Ezra Pound to Evelyn Waugh, and I liked Take Five a lot. Nobody else did, not even Mano's publisher. It was a publishing disaster. There followed a long silence, during which Mano wrote for television, including a couple of episodes of St. Elsewhere, and for Bill Buckley's National Review magazine. Last year, for a lot of money, he sold the idea for Topless to a movie studio, the high concept of an Episcopal priest in a topless bar, and then wrote the book, which has already gotten more space and better reviews than Take Five. Take Five was a scary masterwork. Topless is a slick entertainment. Since he couldn't beat the culture, Mano joined it. I don't blame him, but I miss the brilliant pariah.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Topless by D. Keith Mano.